If we pray and ask God for wisdom, how can we be sure that the decisions we make will come from God's wisdom and not from ourselves?
So if we pray and ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom and we want the assurance that it's from wisdom and not from ourselves, I think there's multiple things that we should consider and look at. Number one is, as we go forward, do we have Christ's peace in our heart? We're supposed to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Another thing I think we need to look at is what is happening? How are we living in relationship to the Word of God? Are we honoring God's Word? Are we living in submission to God's Word? And another thing I think we need to look at is what are people saying within the body of Christ? That there's a proverb that says there's wisdom in the council of multitudes. And so as we walk in fellowship with other Christians in the church, they can speak into our lives and they can help us tell whether or not it's truly from wisdom or came from ourselves.
I think when we ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom, the Holy Spirit, first of all, would drive us to His Word and give us understanding on His Word. So that's the first thing we must do, because we must not rely solely on the human heart, your inclination, your impulses, because now, the heart is deep and can be deceptive. So, first of all, the Holy Spirit would drive us to His Word, for therein we find wisdom and give us insight and understanding. And the Holy Spirit also dwells within His people. All right. When we ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom, He brings other believers, godly believers, into your life who would counsel you. Yes, ultimately, there is that inner conviction that goes with it, but I would make sure that it is not contradicted definitely by the Word of God and by the counsel of other believers.
I think in my prayer life, one of the biggest questions that I have is when I receive an impression, an insight, a thought, some sense of guidance or counsel, how do I know it's from God? Oswald Chambers got me over the hump on this when he basically says that if you are a devoted follower of Jesus Christ, and if your heart is to do the will of God so far as you understand it, then don't agonize over that feeling or that question. Don't become scrupulous, is what he says. I think of it as taking your pulse, you know. Always want to make sure you're counting the... No, your heart just beats. It just beats. And, you know, you don't count your respiration. How many times did I breathe in the last minute? You just breathe. And so Oswald Chambers, when it comes to how do we know, really says, don't worry about that a lot. Don't become overly scrupulous in trying to figure it out, because God uses the natural processes of your thought life. God created us with brains and minds and hearts, and so God uses those things. They're not antithetical. In fact, they may be the landing places for God's revelation, and that helps. But it doesn't completely solve the problem, because we can presume. Some very tragic things have happened in the church when people have said and done things thinking they were doing them under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So when we do come to those points, ordinary things, routine things, say a good word, do a kind deed, we don't need to wonder whether God's inspiring us to do that very much. It's just what we know we should be doing. But when it comes to more critical things, then I think it's very, very, very important that we take those things to Scripture. God is not going to ask us to say or do something that violates His written Word. Every now and then we read a tragic story in the newspaper about, you know, God told me to kill my family or something, just this bizarre acts of, you know, deranged people. And when I read those, I think, you know, if that person had just squared that with Scripture, it would have never happened. In issues of my life where it's not so natural, not so routine, not so everyday, another thing is to submit it to the tradition. There's a treasure trove of wisdom in the tradition. Sometimes it's harder to find because it's not always indexed and there's not a concordance. But it's not that hard to find either if you really want to find it. It's there. And I tell the students we need to be surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses because they will speak words to us that will not only encourage us, but they'll also create some limits and boundaries around our lives, and that's very important. Then the third thing, I think, is just to sit down with another Christian friend and say, I've been thinking about this, or I've been bothered by this, or I've been wondering about, what do you think about this? How does this feel to you? Would you go in and talk to your boss about this if you were me? I mean, what would you do? Because in some ways, those two minds are better than one. And if you get two people who sincerely desire the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven, sometimes the best advice you get is just from another sister or brother who gives you a yes, or a no, or maybe a not now. And I think those are at least reasonable ways that we can receive impressions and act on those impressions with confidence.